simply thought there needed to be a more uniform way of addressing nightly rentals, and so I think that's why I put the moratorium in effect. With regard to the allegation that MRG Group is an Arkansas a limited liability company, that is true, but that's a red herring that Don wants you to fasten on to. That does not affect our ability whatsoever to appeal or make this appeal. We have standing to do so. We do not own the property yet, but even if we did, we're allowed to. Missouri law allows us to own property and still be an Arkansas limited liability company. And at any point in time, if we proceed with development, I'm its lawyer. I can reinstate its app. It is a viable existing entity in Arkansas, so it's not like it's out of business. It's valid. We can register it in the state of Missouri, and we would do that if the BOA approved this appeal. As far as I do want to mention one thing. Don is right. They were the factor that they said was is that ingress and egress was the problem. But kind of like the first argument I made or on the last appeal, that's technically not a basis for denial in the code. The actual code states in part that developments that will contribute traffic in excess of current rated capacity to a public road or highway are discouraged. So that's what the code does allow a basis for denial, and that's why we presented the traffic study and all that kind of stuff. And they didn't seem to really deny it based on that, which if they had said, yeah, we think that the additional traffic is going to increase it to such a way that is going to be incompatible with this road, or it's going to be in excess of what it can handle, I would say that would at least, even if they were factually wrong, that would be at least a legal basis for denying it. But they didn't. They said it's ingress and egress to the road, which isn't a factor under the code. So that's all I have in addition. Thank you.
Mike, did you have something you wanted to add real quick?
As far as the traffic goes, what I presented last time, and I'll restate it, I counted again the houses on Google. I came up with 194. I think I'm pretty close. So the peak PM, or the peak hourly, is 196 vehicles an hour. From the resort, it'll be 4. So when you look at this segment of road, it's a two-lane road, and based on ASHTO, a single lane has a 2,000 vehicle per hour capacity. So at 200 cars an hour, you're only 10% of the capacity of the road as it stands right now. And Scott, if you pull up that site plan, I want to bring up something about the ingress and egress, which the other engineer talked about. That this one parking lot is designed with 90-degree parking and a 25-foot aisle. So when you pull in here to park, you park and you back out, and you're going to pull out like you would at any other parking lot for a mall or whatever. So there is no backing out onto Dale Avenue. And there, since there's 2 points, it helps distribute that traffic load over the road a little more efficiently. And that's all I have right now.
Okay, so we're going to close. I was trying to see. Mike, can you clarify real quick? So you've got 2 entrances.
Yeah, this one is you know, the curve they're talking about?
Yep, I'm aware of that. Because now, is there a road or anything that connects those 2 different parkings, or is that?
No, there's one here for these units, and there's a parking lot that serves that road.
Okay, so there's nothing that connects. Nothing connects. All right, I couldn't tell for sure. All right, we're going to close the speaking portion of it and turn to the board for discussion.
Again, if we look at just that narrow focus of compatibility and then the traffic egress, and that's tough because it's hard to define what exactly it was not being a part of that original board. I think compatibility is hard to argue when you see other residential units in this area or dense residential in that area. I'm not sure the compatibility is a reason for it to be denied. I do see an issue with the egress here, and just because I'm intimately familiar with this intersection, I do see a concern there, and I'm not sure that I've heard that they've addressed it. I think it sounds like that they've argued it, that it hasn't changed, but I'm not sure that I see that there was an issue there.
Well, and it does state clearly what I'll read this, because here's the biggest thing we have to focus on. Our main focus here is a decision solely based on the decision record. That's it, mm-hmm. Nothing else. Mm-hmm. And so, as it states here, the Planning Commission's motion to deny was based on the project is not compatible with the residential area, and the way they worded this was, and ingress and egress being limited on Dell Avenue. So, I mean, that's the two factors. So, is that that's not super clear, you know, and that's where we run into this challenge, because is that an issue with getting on and off of Dell Avenue on into this property, or is this being limited on highway, was that 165?
Yeah, and Scott, I didn't listen to this one online. Can you clarify at all? Is there any more detail given, or is that?
That was how he made the motion.
Okay.
And I don't want to interpret which direction.
I think it is going to be the ingress and egress onto the 165. It's going to be the problem.
From Dale.
And the ingress and egress from their parking area to the boat launch area. Yeah. I'm sure that's your concern.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. I mean,
it is.
No,
it's
everyone
tight.
Here has
concern,
probably
yeah.
been through there and had to wait on a boat to back in to the launch.
Yeah.
I think that the traffic numbers that I see in here speak to the number of cars that are on here, and I understand that. I don't know that it speaks to ingress
it doesn't
in and out.
Take that into consideration, I don't think, the boat launch area.
Yeah. But does that also fall into a situation where that's really up to the road and bridge to make improvements? You know, can you base that? I mean,
it's there, and I don't think there's anything that Road and Bridge can do with it, because it is Corps of the Engineers property.
Okay.
I don't think there is a fix for that.
I think the part of the compatibility that deals with the residential aspect of it, the fact that there are resorts there that have already existed that are further down Dell Avenue, It's not only a residential community.
Right.
If it was backed up to the main 165, I would totally agree with you. But this is more in the residential area than on the commercial area, like the last property we just looked at.
Scott, could you show us where the other resorts are?
And that's the challenge we do run into, Rick, because there is actually a resort just down the road on the north side of that subdivision.
So this is the
within.
I'm talking about this one being access to the highway. If they didn't have to go down Dale,
I think all of them do, don't they?
Oh, they do.
Yeah,
they are already here.
Already existing. But
and they were probably here before the majority of those houses were built.
But looking at our guidelines, is there a percentage of occupancy that we base that decision on, or do you base it on what's surrounding it? And that's the challenge we run into in that situation.
This is a tough decision.
They always are. I mean, this is not the funnest ones
really
to deal with.
I think.
If it were quantity of vehicles on the road, I don't know that I'd have the same concern. I think that we just addressed that in the last appeal. It's the egress that's a question in my mind. If this exact application were at another location on Dale, I'm not sure that I'd have the same concern, though.
The driveway is being split. The one adjacent to the boat ramp serves very few units.
Yeah.
The other one that's farther down the hill. And that does make some difference in the ability for people to get in and out, not like block traffic.
Yeah. Well, that's why I asked if they connected, because I could easily see if they're connected, everybody would funnel to that one, and then you get a disaster. So it does help that they are separated to divide that out.
Is there going to be any boat parking in this project?
No.
So people are going to come to this project to go to the lake, and they're not going to have a place to park their boat?
I think the public boat ramp here has boat parking on the parking lot to the side, when you see.
Yeah, that gravel lot.
That's exactly right.
Which, I mean, if you've been here on the 4th of July, you'll know why there's an egress issue right here in this particular intersection.
So that is causing. Well, and that, there's a lot of challenges with that in Dell Road. I don't think they have any shoulders on any of that. I think it's all big ditch.
Yeah.
In front of all that, those houses.
Ditch is your yard.
Yeah. But I think when you dissect it out, as far as compatibility goes, if I had to vote just on compatibility, I think there's an error in that, just because of the fact that there is already pre-existing. I get it. Nobody wants to add more to these, but again, when you're having to funnel through these, I mean, the fact is that there is rentals on both sides of this property. We're not necessarily rentals, but commercial resorts and et cetera.
Put commercial in a residential area. Would that project be considered commercial under our code?
It's not ever been determined whether it is or not by anybody that I've come first with. There's court cases
still
in both directions.
To be residential as far as we know.
Come with our
court
code.
Cases aren't settled yet.
Not where they've gone through appeals. Right. One court case said no, it's residential, but that's not been appealed, so it's not really said.
It'd be nice when that's in black and white at some point.
This is not a variance, this is a land use change.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Land use approval request, yes.
Fran, if I may interject just briefly. Before I shut up.
I have to be really cautious once we close it, because then we kind of open that all back up to everybody. So, if it can be direct and quick, I'm open to listen to you.
Two things. If you look on page 97-103 of the handout that I gave you, it dealt with the rental issue out of the code, and it talks about nightly rentals are a commercial use. I'm just quoting from the code. You know, I don't know what's going on with regard to anything else. Only the comment, I don't know if it's relevant or not, but both those resorts were out there before planning and zoning was even implemented and taken out.
Well, and those are the factors that makes us sit here and delay this quick decision for everybody.
I'll shut up.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and we've talked in the past, we cannot let what is existing or something that was decided in the past to make us to make a decision today.
Right.
I mean, we've come to that conclusion. Good decisions, bad decisions, either way, we can't let that involve tonight's decision.
Totally agree.
There's no more discussion. I'll make a motion to deny appeal number 20-06A.
Okay, Corey's made a motion to deny the appeal. All right, is there a second on that?
I will second that motion.
Okay, we have a second to deny it. All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay. Opposed?
Nay.
Okay, we have a 3-2.
Three, two.
Motion carried.
Yep, motion carried.
Mr. Chairman.